Welcome to the Soulish Podcast. My name is Whitney Apke and I'm your host. On the Soulish Podcast, we talk about the soul journey, the body, soul, spirit connection, and I bring on guests who are thought leaders, truth seekers, practitioners, all people that have amazing hearts. And I am so excited. Happy New Year. This is the first episode of 2023. How exciting. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. It has been an awesome journey being on the Soulish Podcast, being the host, co-creator of this podcast. And so I'm really thankful to have you here along with me on this journey as we enter 2023 together and all the exciting things that are happening, all the things that are going to be experienced this year. I just find a lot of excitement, a lot of joy in thinking about what's to come. And so this podcast, naturally being the first episode of 2023, I would love to talk about something that I've been intuitively feeling for 2023. I feel like a lot of us collectively have been experiencing transition, and this is normal in life. We experience a lot of transition and change in life, right? So that's not like new, a new concept, but I really feel like 2023 is this gap year. I feel like we are entering in a new season collectively as a country in the United States. And if you're from another country, I feel like even just the world, like we are really entering in a new time. And so I feel just kind of like 2023 is this gap year for us. Now, that doesn't mean that there is no purpose and meaning in this year, obviously not. If you know anything about me, you'd know that I believe that everything serves a purpose. But what I mean by gap year is that this is a year of transition. This is a year of skipping to the next stone, but being in motion, you know, hopping, like leapfrogging. Your mid leapfrog is what I feel like personally, and as a collective humanity, we are kind of in the middle of leapfrogging. And I think too, maybe even some of us are at that place where we're trying to decide which stone do we, you know, hop to, lily pad do we hop to. We are in that transition of aiming and figuring out our new aim. And I know that in a lot of my sessions with clients, I've been talking about this. This has been coming up a lot with them. Anyone that I've worked with in the last couple months, they've been really feeling it and feeling that releasing period happening and letting go of the old, or letting go of things that are just no longer supportive or in alignment, or feel things that feel inauthentic now, because they've done so much work, because they've changed, you know, or just become more aware of things. And so I think what's really cool is that as we become more aware, we realize that we're uncomfortable where we are. And that uncomfiness can a lot of times bring us to quickly move on and move forward. But I actually think there's a lot of wealth, there's a lot of value in the transition period. I think that when you are in something that you no longer feel alignment in, or, you know, it irks you, you have the irk feeling because you're like, I just don't belong here anymore. I think that there's actually a lot of character, a lot of value, a lot of good lessons learned when you are in that place and you know where you want to go, or you know that you want to be somewhere different or be someone different. You want to experience something different. Maybe it's in a relationship, a friendship, or work, career, your purpose. Maybe it's just your personal life. Maybe it's where you live and you kind of feel like you're in this weird transition. I want to give you guys just a few tips here. As we are in transition, it is very difficult when you feel like all of a sudden you're limited in some way. You may feel, even though nothing has changed in your life, all of a sudden there's a shift that happens and you suddenly feel so closed in. You feel limited. You feel like your future, you don't know what's going to happen, and you feel very like uncomfortable with where your life is, and you start asking the questions of what's next? What do I do here? Why am I feeling so unfulfilled or discontented? That, my friends, is a clear sign that you are in a transition. And it is maybe one of the most uncomfortable places to be. I totally, totally can feel you. But that is your sign that you are in a transition. You are in an in-between from one season into another season, from one path crossing over to another path. So just know that isn't because something is wrong. That's not because you did something wrong or you failed or anything like that. It is simply because you are just in a transition. And so that's tip number one for you. If you have been feeling like that, that is a tall tale sign that you are in a transition. So just chill. Just know it's cool. I'm in a transition. Everything is going to work out in the wash. You may not know where you're headed next. You may not know who or what is going to happen, you know, what your experience is going to be. It's okay. Just sit tight. You're in transition. The second tip that I would love to give you to support you on your journey through this transition is to sit in the uncomfiness and really feel what is coming up for you. Because when you are being squeezed from all sides and you're uncomfy, right, it makes you jittery. It makes you feel like you want to make a quick move because you're uncomfortable. My tip number two is to not move quickly. Do not move quickly when you are uncomfortable. When things are happening and you're beginning to feel uncomfy or unsettled or anything, just hold. Like I always say, follow the peace, and you can have total peace even though you're super uncomfortable or even though things around you are totally moving and it may be chaotic. You inside can feel total peace. And so I just want to encourage you, if you feel like ducking out, if you feel like moving quick, if you feel like making a quick, fast move or decision, hold, find your center, find your peace, relax. Not everything is going to fall apart, right? Nothing's going to fall through your fingers. This is just transition. Things are shaken out. So that's kind of what I like to visualize is like, hey, the board just is getting shook. Sand is going between the cracks. I'm able to see a new path that I wasn't able to see before. So I hope that that's helpful for you. Just hold, be at peace, find your center, connect, meditate, ask the questions. Hey, I feel like something is shifting. Can you give me clarity? God, source, universe, spirit, my guides, my angels, can you give me clarity on what is happening? You will get it. I promise you. You automatically have the ability to connect with spirit because you are spirit, right? So there is no like, you have to read the manual first. Just ask, just sit with it, connect with your spirit, connect with your intuition, connect with whatever it is that you connect with, right? On the spiritual God, universe, source side, however you relate, just connect and ask the questions. Hey, things are shaken out. Can you really define for me in what area of my life, or is it my entire life, is shifting, right? So that's tip number two, hold. Don't make a quick move. Just watch how things shake out. They say something in archery, when you aim your bow and your arrow, right? You quickly pull back and release. You do not hold. You quickly pull back, release. So that means that you already know where you're aiming, right? You know you're aiming here. You pull back, release. You do not pull back and hold. So this is my tip number three, is when you know your aim, pull back, right? That means you're about to release it. Pull back, release. Don't hold. So when you know the direction you're going, when you know what is changing or what needs to be changed, what conversations need to happen, do it. Be bold, be brave, because ultimately, we don't really make mistakes in life, I don't think. Obviously, there's like big, big ones that maybe don't fall into this statement, right? But oftentimes when we make decisions and maybe it doesn't go quite to plan or it doesn't go quite right, or it's confusing, chaotic, maybe uncomfortable, that doesn't mean that it was the wrong decision. It can just mean that it was a decision that you made maybe too quickly, or maybe that wasn't the aim, maybe that wasn't the direction, and you're just figuring that out. That is part of navigating life, y'all. Like, we don't get it right all the time, right? So just know that part of you navigating your life is going too far right, is going far too far left, is going forward before you're ready, is holding back and realizing like, oh, I need to move forward. That's why I don't feel okay here. Like that is part of navigating life. There's no shame or guilt or like you're not spiritual because like you held too long, you know, or you weren't brave or bold, or you did something that was completely out of character or off course and you feel all of a sudden way out of alignment. That is a great indication that you are connected with your intuition. And you can feel when you've made a move that was not in alignment, you know? So I think that's just part of navigating. So when you know, when you have clarity on the direction that you're supposed to go or the change that needs to happen, or maybe it's even like what to pursue in life, the purpose, whether it's relationship or career or where you want to be of service, man, pull back, aim, fire. Like just release, just be bold, step into that and then see how it navigates. Maybe it's not exactly as you thought it would be. This is a journey. It is not just a one-stop destination. You live here forever and you never go back or forward or anything. Like you live in total bliss. Like, no, that's not life. That is not life. You know, life has ups and downs, turns, twists, all sorts of things. That's my tip, is do not hold. Do not hold. Be brave. Be bold. Take the risk, right? Make it a calculated risk if you need to. If too many things are affected in your life by it, really, really sit on it and ask for confirmation. Ask for signs. Ask for clarity. Ask for confirmation. You will get it. You will get it over and over and over and over and over again. Really get clear on the direction, the aim. Pull back, release, and know that you're going to be supported. Know that opportunities are going to come to you, right? That support is going to come to you, and trust that. Because honestly, I know it doesn't always go right for us. And there may be some of you guys listening that are like, that's like real lofty and like all nice and airy and fluffy. Like, come on, Whit, get real. I understand hard times. I understand budgeting your gas. You know, I understand budgeting your food and saying like, okay, good. I still have like lentils, you know, quinoa. Like I can still eat something or a protein shake. And like, so I think I'll be okay. Right. I get that. I get having very little. I get having to budget down to the penny, down to the cents, because it matters. And I understand couponing. I understand clipping and saving. I get it. I've been there. And it is not easy. But what I have learned from that is how to trust, how to be diligent and consistent with what I know I'm meant to do, and to continue to make the decision every day to pursue where I feel I'm meant to be or meant to go, and to just remain consistent and trusting. That has been the biggest thing to help me in transition and moving from one thing to the next. It's not easy. And so I just want to encourage you guys to trust the process. That is like my last tip. Trust that you're being guided. Trust that you're protected. Trust that you're supported. And also invite the support of others. So many times, I know I'm guilty of this, we lone wolf it. And there are so many people in your life that want to support you, that want to be there for you in the transition, that believe in you and believe in what you're pursuing and want to support. And it's not easy to say yes to help. It can often feel like a handout. And I've even been told, I was giving you a handout. I'm like, oh, that hurts. But at the end of the day, we have to turn that into gratitude and see that this is one way that the universe was saying, look, I'm supporting you. Like, you may be having a hard time, but look, I'm supporting you in this. And I provided in this way, you know? And so I just want to encourage you guys with that last little bit. Just trust the process. Trust that you are guided. Trust that you are loved. Trust that you are supported in this new year, 2023. It's going to be an amazing year and a year of transition, moving from one thing into the next. And I'm excited, and I hope that you're excited too. One thing I'm really excited about is I'm releasing a new program called I Am Healed. And this program is designed for someone who is really wanting to completely shift or transmute the things that have been limiting you or the things that have been holding you back, And the I Am Healed program takes you through these embodiment and integrative practices that are not super woo-woo. It's actually really practical, but it helps you to really deeply connect. And as we're in transition, right, it's really hard when you're being squeezed from all sides, because good things come up and also ick comes up. And a lot of times we can get really distracted by the ick that's coming up and not see the gold that is being released, right? The passions, the desires, the new vision, the new purpose. And so the I Am Healed program helps you identify what aligns, what is authentic to you, what are you passionate about, and also takes the things that you're meant to release that are no longer supportive, that no longer align with you. And so that may be a limiting belief, or it may be a perspective or a projection that you have, right? It may be unforgiveness. It may be resentment or bitterness that you have. It may be anger. It may be sadness. It may be hopelessness or fear. Whatever it is that is no longer in alignment, no longer supportive, maybe even the victim mentality, that's something I struggled with. Maybe it's that. Whatever it is that is limiting you, holding you back, or making it difficult for you to be able to discern and be guided by your intuition and know that what you're feeling is authentic and in alignment, I Am Healed is a really self-proclaiming program that will help you walk through whatever it is that you need to shift and transmute, heal, and to step into the new thing, to get yourself ready for whatever it is that you're stepping into. This program is perfect for if you are in transition and you're like, gosh, I really want to make sure I'm fully ready, ready to go, ready, and have the capacity to contain what it is, the bigness of what is to come. So I just want to encourage you, if this episode really like gets you, if you're like, that is me, I'm in transition, and I really want to make sure that I'm set up, that I'm releasing what I need to release and embodying and integrating what I need to, then I encourage you to check out the I Am Healed program. The link is below in the show notes. I would love to work with you. It's anywhere from a 3 to 6 month program that is designed specifically and tailored specifically to you and your needs and where you are at in your season of life. So super excited to help you guys, super excited to support you in the new year. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys. Happy New Year.